Blackstone Audio presents Intellectuals and Society by Thomas Sowell. Preface. There has probably never been an era in history when intellectuals have played a larger role in society. When those who generate ideas, the intellectuals proper, are surrounded by a wide penumbra of those who disseminate those ideas, whether as journalists, teachers, staffers to legislators, or clerks to judges, and other members of the intelligentsia, their influence on the course of social evolution can be considerable, or even crucial. That influence has, of course, depended on the surrounding circumstances, including how free intellectuals have been to propagate their own ideas, rather than being instruments of state propaganda, as in totalitarian countries. There would, of course, be little point in studying the ideas expressed by prominent writers like Ilya Ehrenberg during the era of the Soviet Union, for these were simply the ideas permitted or advocated by the Soviet dictatorship. In short, the study of the influence of intellectuals is here a study of their influence where they have been freest to exert that influence, namely, in modern democratic nations. For very different reasons, this study of patterns among intellectuals will pay less attention to such an intellectual giant as Milton Friedman as to any number of intellectuals of lesser eminence, simply because Professor Friedman was in many ways very atypical of the intellectuals of his time, both in his scholarly work that won him a Nobel Prize and in his work as a popular commentator on issues of the day. A balanced general intellectual history of our times would have to give Professor Friedman a far larger amount of attention than a study which focuses on general patterns to which he was an outstanding exception. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was another landmark figure in the intellectual, moral, and political history of his age, who was likewise too atypical of contemporary intellectuals.